Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Let's turn again to Psalm 116, our text for today. I want us to look at verse 12 from the NIV. Verse 12. Can we all read verse 12 together? Hallelujah. So how can you repay the Lord for some of his goodness? All. How do you want to repay him? Shall we pray together? I want you to talk to the Lord. Anything that will not make your thanksgiving acceptable to God today, ask the Lord to forgive you. It's not every thanksgiving that God accepts. We want to believe God that our thanksgiving today will be acceptable to the Lord. We will not be like King that God rejected and his offering. But today we'll be like Noah, that God smelled the aroma from his thanksgiving and blessed him the more. Talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you today. We're here this morning because you kept us alive. Only the living, and the living alone, can praise you. Lord, we honor you. We plead with you, O God, that you will accept us today and accept our thanksgiving. Anything in us as individuals, family, and church that will make this thanksgiving unacceptable to you, please, Father, forgive. Please, Father, pardon. Grant, O God, that through this worship experience, a greater door of glory and blessing shall be open to our lives. Blessed be your great name. Speak to our hearts. Let your word mix with faith. Let there be understanding. Let there be revelation. Let there be illumination by your word. Let there be salvation. Glory be to your name, our Father. We worship you. In Jesus mighty name we pray. The Lord promised us supernatural help this year. And I want to believe God has done just that and much more in your life. If you're a witness to God's supernatural help, can you shout hallelujah? God is true to his word. The Lord's goodness in the life of his children are innumerable. To think of repaying the Lord for his benefits is incomprehensible. The truth remains that no man can repay the Lord for all his benefits. Or is there any one of us here that can repay the Lord? Oxygen. How much do they sell oxygen in the hospital? Who can tell us? Medical doctors are here. Dr. Renka, how much do they sell it? 60,000 naira for 2 hours. 24 hours. So multiply that from January till now. Are you breathing with oxygen now? But there's a divine oxygen that you are taking consistently for this number of years. Can you pay the Lord? How many of us have been sleeping from January? You have been sleeping. You sleep and wake up. You sleep and wake up from January. How much will you pay for sleeping and waking up? So when David said, or the psalmist said, how can I repay the Lord? The other translation put it better. What can I render to the Lord for all his benefits? Psalm 116 is a psalm of one who came to offer his thank offering in the temple. He specifically came to appreciate the Lord who answered his prayer and led him through dark days. This person now pours out his heart in appreciation to God for his supernatural help during the dark days. As we celebrate God's faithfulness towards us as individuals, families, and church for this year, I'm attempting to provoke you to think of how you want to repay the Lord. What you can do to appreciate the Lord in real terms. And from our text this morning, we just want to look at about 4 or 5 points on how best we can appreciate God. The first thing you notice in verse 1 of our text is what the psalmist said. I love the Lord. I do what? I love the Lord. And it's interesting to know that the psalmist started his appreciation to God on a note of his declaration of love for the Lord. It is this loving relationship that serves as the basis for his expression of gratitude. In other words, his appreciation to God was not born out of religion. It was not born out of compulsion. He was not manipulated to do it. He came to show gratitude, first of all, out of his love for the Lord. It is true that today is a day of thanksgiving. Nevertheless, for a thanksgiving to be accepted by the Lord, it must be born out of what? Genuine love for the Lord. May I ask you this morning, how is your love life with Jesus? How intimate are you with the Lord? When last did you have sweet communion with your Savior? God is not primarily interested in the monies and materials that we are bringing. After all, he owns everything. God's primary concern is, does this person bringing this or that truly love me? So if your gift will be accepted by the Lord today and all times, attract his divine benediction, it must be born out of genuine love for God. Your love for the Lord comes before your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say that to yourself? My love for the Lord comes before my sacrifice. My love for the Lord comes before my sacrifice. Typically, as we are dancing today, your offering is in your hand like this. Most of the time, people look at what is in our hands, but God looks at what is in your heart. I pray this morning that whatever you are packaged is packaged out of love, not out of routine, not out of religion. Hallelujah. Appreciating the Lord for all his benefits calls for deliberate reflection and remembrance. And we see that in verse 3 and 4 of our text. The psalmist says, the cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I call on the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, save me. Human memory is unreliable. We only remember the God that delivered us. This is one major reason why we need to constantly take time to reflect on our life's journey. This will deliberately provoke us to wholesome thinking, which is required for acceptable thanksgiving. Acceptable thanksgiving also comes from a good reflection of where we were before the Lord showed up. The psalmist passed through not just the valley of the shadow of death. He said, the cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. In other words, I almost died. They see me today. I'm alive because God kept me. Hallelujah. I'm alive today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of his grace. God kept me. He kept me. So I,
he kept me.
So I wouldn't let go. Some of us have passed through this type of situation this year. Or you have been around people that 24 hours you're in the hospital, wondering, will this person survive? Will I make it through this valley of the shadow of death? I think you need to reflect and remember what God has done for you. Appreciating the Lord for his benefits demands self-realization of how much the Lord has done for you. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Verse 8. Can we read verse 8 and 9 together? For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Now that you have reflected and remembered the various supernatural helps you've received from the Lord in the course of this year, do you now realize how much the Lord has done for you? I have no doubt that Jesus has done so much for you. He has done that in my own life, my family, and I believe Ikoyi Baptist Church. Personal resolution of our best to appreciate the Lord is another thing that this Thanksgiving calls for. Having reflected, remembered, and realized how much the Lord has done for you, you need to resolve on giving your best to the Lord as the psalmist did. Nobody will advise you on this. It's going to be between you and who? And God. And I assume you have done that consultation between you and God before you came to church this morning. Your best thanksgiving may not be the same as mine. What is important, like we've emphasized, is that it must be born out of your loving relationship with the Lord, self-realization, and a good remembrance of how much the Lord has done for you. May I ask you this morning, what have you brought to thank our Heavenly Father who has supernaturally helped us this year? Can you say that you have come with your best? Can you give what you have brought to God this morning to your governor, and he will be happy with you? Let's read Malachi chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1 from verse 6. I would like all of us to read it. Make sure you open your Bible. Like I said, on Wednesday, Thanksgiving service is good. The Thanksgiving service is like electricity. It has negative and positive. Thanksgiving will either bring blessing to you or trouble. But I pray it will not bring trouble to anybody here. I didn't hear your amen. That's why you need to hear the word of the Lord. Let's read from verse 6, all of us. Let's go. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I'm a father, where is the honor due me? If I'm a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priest, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, are we showing contempt for your name? You place the fire food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defied you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you bring what? Blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or deceased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to who? To your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you, says the Lord Almighty? Now implore God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, will he accept you? says the Lord Almighty. Verse 10. That someone will shut the door, the temple doors, so they will not light useless fires on my altar. I'm not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hand. My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. Verse 12. But you profane it by saying of the Lord's table, it is defiled, and of his food, it is contemptible. And you say, what a burden. And you sniff at it contemptuously, says the Lord Almighty. When you bring injured, crippled, or deceased animals and offer them as sacrifices, shall I accept them from your hands? Says the Lord. Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable meal in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I'm a great king, says the Lord, and my name is to be feared among all nations. So we are thanksgiving. Be the kind that we honor the Lord this morning. Release your best to the Lord. Thanksgiving, appreciating the Lord for his supernatural help, demands that we should always give the Lord our what? Our best. Our best. And sometimes our best may not necessarily be that it's so expensive. But that's what you can afford. That's what is at your disposal. That's what is available. But you did it with the whole of what? Of your heart. Hallelujah. 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 Let's quickly look at a woman in scripture who gave the Lord her best. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Are you in Mark chapter 14? Let's read from verse 1. Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. Verse 3. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying, indignant to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her, how? Harshly. What was Jesus' response? said Jesus, why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you. And you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me. Verse 8. Can we read verse 8 and 9 together? She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Hallelujah. This is a thanksgiving voiceless. We never see her singing or dancing. She just came to another person's house just to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm careful to note other people that were in attendance on this day of Thanksgiving. Follow me to John chapter 12. Let's see some other characters that were in Simon the leper's house the day Mary came to thank Jesus. John chapter 12. Are we there? Can we read together from verse 1? 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha, what did she do? Abba Lazarus. Lazarus was among those what? Reclining at the table with him. Verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Did you see anything in that passage? Three siblings who had experienced supernatural help, but only one showed gratitude. Martha, that particular day, what did she do? She served as usual, busybody. The one that shocked me the most is Lazarus. How many of us remember what happened to Lazarus? What did Jesus do to Lazarus? Lazarus was dead, was stinking, and Jesus brought Lazarus back to life. We never see Lazarus coming to say thank you, sir. Rather, on the day they were organizing dinner for Jesus, he also balanced at the table. I know downstairs there are tables. You know there are tables waiting for us downstairs. After this Thanksgiving, now we're going to sit down at the table and break some things. But let it not be that you are breaking those things without being grateful to the Almighty God. Lazarus just stood there. And Mary, their sister, just came in quietly. Perhaps that's all that she had. An alabaster ointment. She broke it and poured it on the head of the master. When people saw it, what was their response? They were hungry. People like Judas. I pray that your thanksgiving today will provoke some people. I didn't hear your amen. I pray today you will steal the show in the court of heaven. That God will look at the whole congregation and say, oh, my daughter Dorcas. See what she has done. And his heart will be moved towards you to defend you. When they were complaining and troubling this woman, Jesus stood to her rescue. In verse 6, Jesus said, leave her alone. And I believe, God, that with this Thanksgiving service, God will be speaking to some powers, to some situations, to some circumstances of life that has been troubling you to the world. Leave her alone. Enough is enough. I didn't hear your amen. And I'm not sure you understand. Some of us have been contending with forces. You have prayed, you have fasted. But there's a miracle that comes with thanksgiving. And that's what we see here. Divine intervention. Say, leave her alone. When God tells demon spirit to leave you alone, who is that demon that will still be standing? When the King of Kings speaks to the powers of darkness, leave her alone. Who are they that can speak when God has spoken? I pray your thanksgiving today will provoke heaven to speak in your favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, where are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. So this Thanksgiving service is an opportunity for you to do what? A beautiful thing to the Lord. In case you didn't come prepared, there will be next Sunday, there will be return match. You know what they call return match next Sunday? There will be return match. You may not have money, but there's something in your house that you can give to the Lord. It was on a Thanksgiving service like this some years ago. While preaching like this, I just heard the Lord say, there's a woman here. You don't have anything to give to the Lord, but there's a pot of oil in your house. Go and bring it. That is enough. She left the service. I didn't know who I was talking with, but I know somebody came and shared testimony after that. She left, brought a bottle of oil, palm oil. That was all she had to thank the Lord that year. And I know their story. The husband has lost his job. Things were tough. After that Thanksgiving service, before they left the church, one of the pastor's wife gave this woman 5,000 naira. And she brought the money, said, Daddy, pray over this money. I want to start selling fruit. With 5,000 naira, she started selling banana, pawpaw, and apple. I stand on this altar to tell you that with that alone, that woman and her husband built a house in Port Harcourt, built a house in the village, bought land in Abuja. Those are the ones I know. Thanksgiving has power to open doors that even prayer and fasting sometimes will not open. So don't play with this service. Finally, appreciating the Lord for his supernatural help demands that you anticipate a positive divine response to your thanksgiving. In other words, after this service, expect God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me tell your neighbor after this Thanksgiving service? Expect God. Tell your neighbor, expect God. After this Thanksgiving service. My only prayer is that when it comes, it will come on a positive note to you. Let's read some passages as I round up. Psalm 50. Psalm 50, verse 23. So what we are doing today is not a routine. This is not religion. That every year you must come just one day to thank God. How about the remaining days of the year? We must develop a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 23. Can we read it together? And it does what? Prepares the way. So that what? I may show him the salvation. So this thanksgiving for me, I hope for you too, is going to prepare the way. For what? The salvation of the Lord. Genesis chapter 8. Which we know so well. Genesis chapter 8. From verse 20 and 22. Can we read together? Then Noah built an altar to the Lord. And taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. Verse 21. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of man. Even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures, as I have done. In other words, thanksgiving can break curses and set your life on motion, bring you into a new covenant with God. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. Second Chronicles. All of us remember what Solomon did to demonstrate his love for the Lord. He offered what? 1,000 burnt offerings. You see that in verse 6. Verse 6 says, Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord in the tent of meeting and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. Verse 7. Let's read verse 7 together. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask for whatever you want me to give to you. Can I pray for you this morning that this night, after this thanksgiving, God will appear to you? I say, may God appear to you in the name of Jesus. God appeared to him in a dream. I said, Solomon, I saw what you did in the morning. Now I've come. It's my own time to compensate you. Just tell me. Hallelujah. If the Lord should come to you tonight like that, what will you tell God? What will you tell God? I know somebody here will say, God, just allow me to win this election. Hallelujah. What will you tell God? Somebody say, God, just give me promotion. Our problem is that we don't know how to ask. Because we are human, we are even limited in our asking. Thank God, God helped Solomon. And he asked correctly. May God appear to you tonight. My prayer for you and I today is, may this thanksgiving not bring us pain, but gain. May this thanksgiving serves open greater doors of blessing and favor on our lives. May this thanksgiving service mark a watershed experience in every area of our lives. May we all, like Noah, David, Solomon, Jehoshaphat, Mary, and a host of other biblical saints, have a personal testimony of the blessings that goes with acceptable thanksgiving. Shall we pray?
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.